My name's Lorna Marsh. I work for Surrey Independent Living Council. I'm their engagement officer. For short, Surrey Independent Living Council is known as SILC.
So you're based at the Hub in Red Hill. What exactly is the Hub?
The Hub is a high street shop that's accessible for everybody, that acts like much like any other shop would do, but it specialises in equipment to help disabled people and elderly people to live independently and make things easier around the home. We sell things like manual wheelchairs, things that open tins and pick things up off the floor. We also have spare rooms where other organisations come in to support people with advice about whether it be about benefits or housing or living independently in other areas as well. So it's very wide, but basically any advice that somebody would want, we would hope to be able to find the information for them.
How is it funded?
It's funded through Surrey County Council, and we've been running for a number of years now, and we know for sure that we've definitely got a fair few more years to go, because they agreed a certain period of time. But every year at the moment we're getting bigger and bigger and more well known, and the lovely thing is that we have actually got some regular customers, so we've been able to build up relationships with people, and therefore maybe they come in to ask one question, but through the natural conversation we're actually able to help them with several things.
You work in particular for SILC, but who exactly are they and what do they do?
SILC basically support people who are disabled or families with disabled children or elderly to live more independently. And it started off supporting people through direct payments. And direct payments is a budget that people can be awarded to help them fulfil something that they want to achieve within their everyday life, to put them on an equal footing to their peers. So it's really wide, and we support people to set up 24-hour packages or even just to set up taxi services so they can get from A to B. But obviously over the years we've managed to get together a lot more knowledge, and so therefore the questions we get asked are often quite detailed, but it means that the individual is getting the most out of their direct payment, which is the best outcome, really, for everyone involved.
If there is someone with a disability or a family member with a disability, how can they get involved with SILC?
They can call us directly. We have a website with all our information on it, but most of the contacts we get, or most of the involvement we get, through Surrey Social Services, because they can ask for a referral to our services, and it's often after or just before they've had what's called an assessment of needs, so they already know perhaps that they're eligible for direct payments, but they don't know what they can use it for or how to go out about finding out about the services. So that's when we get involved. People can be self-funders, so it is important to say that it doesn't always have to be through social services.
You offer a service for a personal assistant. What is PA Finder?
PA Finder is our website, and it's basically a database where PAs can advertise that they're available to support someone, and people who are looking for PAs can advertise as well. So it's basically a place where you can say, okay, I need this amount of hours. Is anyone available to help me? And then we can organise to set up an interview and DBS checks and all that side of it, so that the individual doesn't have to have contact at the beginning if they don't want to. They can build up a relationship first, and it just makes people that little bit more comfortable with this circumstance.
Are there any specific tasks that a PA will do or won't do?
There is a variety of things that a PA can do. Obviously, everybody's support needs are completely different, and everybody's direct payment is completely different, because it's very personalised. And that's the beauty of it, really. So within a job description, an individual would say, okay, I need driving, or I need help with getting dressed in the morning, or my difficulty is more of a social element. And so the PA would know when they're looking at the advert what would be required of them. But it's actually quite a difficult question to ask, because most PAs do a variety of different jobs or tasks within one role. So with my own personal PA, for example, she's a driver, she helps me get up in the morning, she helps me remember stuff, she helps me navigate, and she also helps with the social element. If I'm struggling to hear people in a big crowd, she'll be the one that tells me what people are saying so that I can stay in connection with the conversation. So it's really, really wide, and everybody you were to ask would come up with a slightly different answer.
So once this support is in place, how long does it last?
Well, it's up to both parties, really. I mean, the PA might say at the very beginning that they're only looking for a year's worth of work, maybe because they want to go travelling or something like that. Or they might say that, you know, they've never done it before, so they want to see how they feel, so they might sign up for 6 months. But what I find is, personally, the longer the better, because the more you can build up a rapport, so you're not having to explain things every day to the individual about what care you need. And also, from a certain point of view, you can also forget that they are working for you, because you've built up almost like a working relationship, so it's more friendly. I mean, obviously, you have to always remember that they are working for you, so there is that element, but you don't have to talk someone through everything every day, so it's much more normal. The longer the better, but the standard time is usually about a year.
Lorna Marsh, thank you very much for talking to us at Susie.